Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. You know, the founding fathers would definitely be worried if they were alive today about this country. There's no doubt in my mind. The corrupt media, probably the number one issue in the founders' minds, because as we've mentioned more than once, they carved out special protections for the press so the press could inform you in an honest way. And that is not happening. The reason is that the giant corporations have taken over most of the American media, and they couldn't care less about anything but profits. They're not looking for good talent. They're not looking for good journalism. Most of the investigative units have been destroyed. You might have heard Catherine Herridge, investigative reporter at CBS News. They let her go. On and on and on and on. So if the founders are around, they go, wow, that's a pretty big change in the way that we had set up the country. And then you add in the collapsing justice system, both civil and criminal, where if somebody sues you, accuses you, you better have $1 million to defend yourself. I mean, that's how ridiculous this whole thing is in the civil courts. And it'll take 2 or 3 years. And by that time, you and your family could be destroyed. Your reputation's destroyed. And there's nobody going to help you. Nobody. There's no fast trial. The lawyers are going to bill you $600-$700 an hour. So anybody can destroy you by suing you. That's what happened to Trump. But it was another component to Trump. The only reason that he was charged with fraud in the real estate transactions is because the Democrats that run New York want to destroy him. And they were successful, at least partially. Now, I believe a lot of this is going to be overturned. But in the meantime, the power of the state of New York went after one individual, Donald Trump. And there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And we have another thing coming up. When you have a so-called victim who doesn't know what year her victimization took place, doesn't know what year it took place, doesn't that raise a few flags? Donald Trump. As soon as he walks in, guilty. No benefit of the doubt, no due process. So when you have this corrupt media, collapsing justice system, and then you have a very apathetic American public. You know, 50% of us don't give a hoot about what happens. They're lost in cyberspace. They're on their phones 24/7. They're lazy. They're ill-informed. They don't know anything. They have no curiosity about anything. They just blithely create their own shallow world. And whatever happens in the country doesn't really concern them. You know, it's too boring. Okay? Whereupon, in the 1930s and 40s, we had a depression where everybody was in it together. And then we had a war, World War II, where you had to participate. So the mindset was totally different, but not now. So let me give you a good example, and that's the subject of the Talking Points memo. So a lot of people have written me about ranking the presidents. This comes out of the 2024 Presidential Greatness Project. And because I'm writing a book called Confronting the Presidents, No Spin Assessments from Washington to Biden, people want my opinion. And I gave it last night on News Nation. I'll play a little bit of that in a moment. But anyway, this crew, Presidential Greatness Projects, run by a political science professor at the University of Houston and an associate political science professor at Coastal California, Carolina University. So two guys run this. All right, they've had some trouble. So former members have quit saying that this project is too liberal. Now, does that mean I condemn the project? No. You know, people have disenchanted and they quit for a variety of reasons, but it's on their resume. So when the list comes out of the ranking of the president, they have the top four this way. Lincoln first, FDR second, Washington third, Teddy Roosevelt fourth. That's okay. I might quibble here and there with a little bit of it, but all four of those men were great presidents. There's no doubt about it. But then the thing goes crazy. Barack Obama is the seventh greatest president out of 45. That's ridiculous. That totally destroys the credibility of this organization. It wasn't that Obama was a bad president. He wasn't. But his enduring legacy is one thing and one thing only, Obamacare, which helps poor Americans to this day. But that's it in 8 years. And you can make a solid argument that his one world philosophy weakened the United States overseas. You can make a solid argument it did. You can make another solid argument that he was a polarizing figure. Okay, remember the guns and Bible and all of that. Michelle Obama saying, oh, the first time I'm proud of my country. That's all polarizing. All polarizing. Okay, it doesn't bring the country together. So number seven, when I saw that, I went, okay, I know what's going on. And then Biden clocks in at number 14. That, you know, now we're into Looney Tunes. Remember the cartoon Looney Tunes? That's where we are. Biden 14. Biden has hurt this country in almost every single way in 3 years plus. And the American people know it. But apparently these political scientists don't, because they don't want to know. They're voting their ideology. Okay, so this came up with Leland Vittard. I do his program at 7 p.m. Eastern every Monday. Roll the tape.
I thought when you rank FDR second, LBJ ninth, Obama seventh, that says you care a lot more about the liberal policies they institute than you do about the men and what they accomplished.
Sure. I mean, this is a liberal organization, and they have ranked the presidents in an ideological way. So Confronting the Presidents, my book that'll be out in September, basically is very simple, because I'm a simple man, Leland, as you well know. Who hurt the country? Who helped the country? And then we weigh one against the other to come up with judgments about whether they were effective or not. We do not rank the presidents, although we say that Lincoln was the greatest president because he had the most to overcome following perhaps the worst president, James Buchanan, who allowed the South to get completely out of control in 4 years, did absolutely nothing to stem that rebellion. Okay, so in their survey, they have Buchanan second worst, Donald Trump first worst, first worst. So this liberal group, and it is, come on. I mean, you're putting LBJ with high marks. Did you forget about the Vietnam War? Come on. They put LBJ up there because of the great society welfare programs. But I guess they just didn't kind of notice Vietnam. LBJ totally blew that. 100% on him. So it's just, you know, as a historian, I'm just appalled. But anyway, so Trump is the worst because these people don't like Trump. Okay? And that came up. Go. So Donald Trump was a fairly successful president as far as policy was concerned. But January 6th obliterated his presidency. My line in when we write about Trump is January 6th is Trump's Lewinsky. And that's true. The election denial in January 6th that followed that obliterated all the good things that Donald Trump did in the 4 years. And he did good things. It's just there. It's like a baseball player who hits 50 home runs. It's just there. Now, if he makes 10 errors or whatever, the baseball player who hits 50 home runs, then you got a balance. But there's no balance here. Trump's the worst president. No, no. He solidified the economy, and that helped every single working American, because real wages were up about 8%. So everybody was helped who's in the marketplace. And then he stabilized overseas, wiping out ISIS, you know the drill. And he's the worst. So this is just a parody. But it gets all over the place, okay? All over the place. And there's Biden going, oh, I'm number 14, Trump's the worst. Yeah. Okay. Again, it all comes back to progressive people, and I have to put the two political science professors, even though I don't know them, in that category. And by the way, I'm going to say my producers here, let's try to get one of the two on next week, the professors that wrote this thing. I bet you they run, but I'll try to get one of the two on next week and we'll have an interesting debate. But progressives love Joe Biden. Though if you're a progressive American, and there, believe me, they are the majority in colleges across the country. Progressives. You love Biden because he does what the progressives want 100%. Yeah, it's not successful, but the progressives put ideology above performance. But it's the same thing with Trump. The MAGA people don't really care. They're going to like Trump no matter what. They don't trust the establishment. They don't trust the media. They don't trust anything, but they love their guy, Donald Trump. It's the same mindset. We're not looking, all right, for reality. We are entrenched on MAGA or on the progressive left. I always say, try to step back and look at what's really happening, backed up by facts, which is why you watch and listen to me. Because we don't do any commentary here without being backed up by reality. And that's the memo.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. So you may know that we have a foreign news partner. I've mentioned it before. It's the dailychatter.com. And we work with Daily Chatter because we don't have our own foreign correspondents, and they do, to accumulate information all over the world. And if you go to dailychatter.com every day, there's a very readable dispatch, and you'll learn a lot. I do. I get it every morning. Okay. The guy who runs it is named Phil Balboni. And I used to work for Mr. Balboni as a local reporter slash analyst in Boston at WCBB-TV, a classic television station. All right, Phil, I got to ask you a series of questions, and I want your best take on it. So over the internet, it's Russia's now winning the war against Ukraine. Is that true?
They're beginning to advance on the front lines in some key places. So they're not winning yet, but they are definitely, they have momentum, whereas the war was stalemated for quite a long time. So the Russians took Bakhmut. Many of your viewers will remember that name. And now just last week, they took Avdiivka, another kind of strategic town. And they're attacking in a couple of other places along the line, which is 600 miles long. So I would say Russia is not winning, but they are moving in the direction of winning. Yeah.
Okay. What is the goal for Putin? Total domination of Ukraine?
I don't think so. I think he wants to keep what he's won. So Crimea, which Russia took in 2014, along with part of the eastern part of Ukraine. But getting Crimea was a huge thing for Putin personally, and I think he wants to protect that.
All right, so he wants a treaty that says, we're going to stop this war, but wherever Russia is in Ukraine, Russia gets to keep.
Yeah, well, he's made a lot of advances since 2014. So now the territory that Russia took,
the eastern part of
2 years ago when the war began 2 years ago, this Sunday, by the way, so it's the second anniversary of the war already. They gained a lot of territory. I think Putin would like to keep that. I don't think he feels now that he is going to take all of Ukraine. That's not going to happen.
Okay, so he doesn't want to occupy the whole country. That would be, because he's taking a lot of casualties. There was a British report out yesterday that 300,000 casualties the Russians have taken. Do you believe it's that high?
I do. Yeah,
really?
I do. I think the Ukrainians have lost over 100.
Wow. 300,000 Russians, 100,000 Ukrainians. Now, as you know, there's a 90 million, I'm sorry, billion with a B, $90 billion aid package that's being held up in Congress now, although it did pass the Senate by a wide margin, 70 to 29, to send more material and to Ukraine. I think this will get through eventually, but the delay is helping Putin, correct?
It definitely is. Yeah. I mean, I think the Ukrainians are running out of soldiers. They're running out of weapons, ammunition, artillery shells. So every day, every week that goes by that more aid isn't delivered to them, they are losing. And I think that's been part of some of the recent setbacks that they've had is because...
Well, why aren't the NATO countries delivering ordnance and arms to them? Why is it all on us?
They are. No, the Germans are, the French have been, the Dutch, the Polish, and others have been delivering money and weapons, but it's not enough because, you know, they stopped really preparing for Russia after the end of the Cold War. So believe it or not, they don't have enough weapons factories to build the artillery shells, the tanks,
make the bullets. So they can't manufacture stuff like we can. All right, let's switch over to Israel. So Netanyahu is a guy who's going to do what Netanyahu wants. It doesn't matter who pressures him. Am I right in that assessment?
Yep, you are.
Okay, so he's going to do what he wants. And the Israeli people want Hamas to be destroyed. But I don't think you can destroy the entire terror network of Hamas. Am I wrong?
You can't. No, you're right there, too. So, you know, Israel, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, claim they've killed 14,000 Hamas fighters since the war began. Today is day 138 of the war. But, you know, by all estimates, there were up to 40,000 Hamas fighters before the war began on October 7th. So, you know, simple math tells you that there's a lot of people left to fight. And that doesn't include the young men in Gaza who probably would do anything to put on a uniform or whatever they wear and join the battle.
And fight the Jews. All right, so Netanyahu's end game then is getting the hostages back and killing as many radical Palestinians as he can. That seems to be what we're looking at.
It does. He does not have a game plan for when the war stops, when the shooting stops. And that is the biggest problem of all, is that, you know, since 1948, the Jews and the Palestinians have lived sometimes in peace, sometimes in war, but they've never found a permanent solution. And until one is found, even if the fighting stopped tomorrow, it wouldn't stop forever.
No, I know. And when you hear this two-party state, there aren't two parties. There's Israel, but there's no Palestinian united front to negotiate with it. So
there's the Palestinian Authority, but they're very weak.
They're weak.
I mean,
Right. Okay, so Iran is involved with Hezbollah and to some extent Hamas, and they want this war to continue forever, correct?
They do, because it's all to their advantage. They have all of their proxies in Lebanon, you know, in Gaza itself, in Syria in particular, in Iraq, in Yemen, you know, militias and others that they arm and support and train. So anything that ties down the United States is a plus for Iran.
Right, and they're not going to stop. I mean, they're going to create violent chaos wherever they are, and they are arming and financing Hamas, Hezbollah, as you mentioned, the Houthis in Yemen, and on and on and on. So that doesn't seem like there's any hope there at all, because the Mullahs are just not going to stop.
No, but you know, there are good actors here. So the Saudis would like the fighting to stop. The Qataris, who are helping negotiate
for
the ceasefire.
Right.
And
bad
Egypt,
for business.
That's right. Bad for business. Egypt, you know, wants the fighting to stop. So there are people who will help and support and help to rebuild Gaza, but the Israeli government has to be willing to compromise, and they've not so far.
Okay, but they had before October 7th. And if it were the United States that had suffered, and we, you know, you saw what happened after 9/11, I mean, what we did. So you gotta keep that in mind. Why do you think the United Nations hates Israel so much?
Well, I don't think I would put it that way, Bill. I mean, I think the United Nations, do you mean the Secretariat or do you mean the countries
Countries, I mean, when you vote, every country votes for an immediate ceasefire with no hostage release or anything else. That works to Israel's disadvantage. I think the United Nations hates Israel.
I don't agree. I think that it's hard for us in the United States, which is one of the reasons why I created my company, to help people get more information about the world. The rest of the world is not supportive of what Israel is doing right now. And, you know, 29,000.
Why? After that horror on October 7th, you would feel everybody say, look, Israel's justified to try to get these Hamas terrorists out of there. Why aren't they sympathetic?
They are sympathetic to that. But, I mean, I'm sure you realize that 29,000 Gazans have been killed since the war began, most of them women and children. They have had 30,000 airstrikes. That's over 200 every day. 80% of all the buildings in Gaza have been destroyed or damaged. It's been I think by any measure, they've overdone it. Nobody objects or disagrees. They have a right to defend themselves. It's how they've gone about it.
Did we overdo it on Nagasaki and Hiroshima?
Personally, I think we did what we had to do there.
All right. So it's a debatable issue, but I still think that there is an anti-Israel bent inside the United Nations. Led by African countries, interestingly enough, South Africa and this and that. And I'm going, wait a minute, you guys are the underdogs in Africa. Israel's certainly the underdog. Why aren't you sympathetic? Do you have any perspective on that?
I think it's their colonialist history.
Thing? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got it. All right, last question for you. You managed me for a little while in the 1980s. That must have been hell.
It wasn't, actually. I mean, I want your viewers to know that you were a damn good reporter, and you were a pleasure to work with. I mean, you're the same guy you were 40 years ago. Very confident, smart, sometimes a little opinionated. Maybe you rub some of your colleagues the wrong way from time to time. But no, you were great. And that's why we've been friends 40
well,
years.
There were two news directors that were outstanding. And I'm going to have the other one from WCBS TV on next week.
Good.
Steve Cohen, you know him.
Steve Cohen, right.
But when I was working for you in Boston, and Boston is my second home, as you know. I mean, and when I go to Boston, everybody thinks I'm from Southie. I was different than most of the other reporters because I was brash, B-R-A-S-H.
Right. And I remember we let you do something we'd never let anybody else do before, which was to do commentary on the 11 o'clock news. That was a first.
That was interesting because the ratings went up because I was monitoring them. And the reason that you and Coppersmith, the general manager, put me on was that, and this is fascinating, after the weather in Boston, everybody turned off and go to sleep. But then you put this madman O'Reilly on at the end of the show, hoping that people would stay up, which they did.
But which they did.
The funny thing about it was that the reigning queen of news in Boston, Natalie Jacobson, huge anchor up there, she hated me. she would just look at me like, what is this?
I think you threatened her a little bit.
Well, I threatened everybody. But you stuck up to her. I mean, you said, no, we're doing this for the good of the whole newscast here, Natalie.
Right.
And right. And I admired that very much because I knew she wouldn't even introduce me. She wouldn't even read the lead. Her husband, Jed Curtis, who was the co-anchor, had to do it.
Right.
So well, anyway.
We had an amazing team. I mean, I'm sure many of your viewers remember the 1980s in television news. It really was the golden age.
Apex. Absolutely. We had standards. You sent reporters all over the world. I remember
we did.
Martha Raddatz, who's now on ABC. You sent her to the Philippines when they had the big uproar there. I mean, it was really, number one, a pleasure to work with you, which is why we've stayed in touch all these years. And number two, it had a tremendous impact, Channel 5 in Boston, on the whole New England area. That's gone. And I'm not quite sure why it disappeared. Last word, do you know why?
Because the viewers aren't there anymore. I mean, you know, people have migrated off to, 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 different places. That 11 o'clock news that people watched you on in the 1980s, I bet the audience is maybe 25% of what it used to be.
Of what it was. Yeah, they're all scattered.
Yeah.
All right, Phil Balboni, it's dailychatter, one word, .com. Can't get much easier than that. If you're interested in foreign news, and it's straight. It's straight.
Yes. Okay? Nonpartisan. Yeah.
I want everybody to go and check it out. Thanks, Phil. Good to see you, man. Take care.
Great to see you, Bill. Be good. Okay.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
All right. Now, this story got a lot of play last night in the news precincts. 33-year-old Ksenia Karolina, dual Russian and U.S. citizen, ballerina, okay, donates $50 to a Ukrainian charity. She is arrested, all right, and charged with crimes against the state of Russia for helping Ukraine. Now, we don't know where she is, but believe me, wherever she is, it's not a nice place. So this raises the specter in my mind. What were you doing in Russia? Why would any American citizen be in Russia? Why? Because they'll pick you off. Even the media people, I mean, they're really brave. Get the Wall Street Journal guy in prison now for more than a year. If Putin wants you arrested, you're going to get arrested. It's like New York State. If Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, wants you arrested, you're going to get arrested. You'll find something. It's Putin. So I'm not making light of this, and I feel sorry for this young woman. I do. But she's hosed. How are they going to get her out? Putin's not listening to anybody. Do what he wants. So I wrote a message of the day on this. And again, BillO'Reilly.com, every morning, we have a message of the day. You don't have to be a member of anything. Go in there and you can read it. And I hope you do. So the message says there are certain countries in the world where Americans, if you go, you're out of your blanket mind. And I name them. a bunch of countries in Africa. Okay, if you're going to Somalia, you're asking to be killed, for example. Okay, that's not in Africa, but it's right across from Africa. Chad, right? I mean, on and on in Africa. Burma. They call it Myanmar now, but it's Burma. You go there? Haiti. Go to Haiti, no protections. None. I've been to Haiti twice. I got caught up in the Aristide Revolution there. North Korea. You all know that. Iran. Afghanistan. Pakistan. All right? You go to those countries, they can do whatever they want to you, and nobody's going to help you. But here's the kicker on it. I won't go to Mexico, and thousands of American students are going to spring break in Mexico. There were two American women killed there recently in Mexico. One OD'd on fentanyl. She had a death wish. If you go to Mexico and take fentanyl, you want to die. And the other was caught in a crossfire in the Cancun area, Playa del Carmen, south. So why would you go to Mexico? If you get in trouble there, get intoxicated, whatever, nobody going to help you. Nobody. Why would you go there? Either go to USA or the Caribbean or Hawaii or whatever, but thousands of people. Now, what's wrong with their parents? My God. Now, there are places in the United States I will not go. Oakland, San Francisco, right across the bay, south side of Chicago, Ninth Ward in New Orleans. Not going there. Now, I went through the Bronx the other day, South Bronx, very tough. Okay, but I was in a car. I didn't get out of the car. Now, this is coming from a guy who faced violence in El Salvador, Argentina during the Falklands War, Northern Ireland, and Haiti. I'm not afraid. I'm just not stupid. I know what these countries are. You go there, and anything happens to you. You rent a car in Mexico. Say you go to Cancun. It's beautiful beaches there. And say you rent a car, and you get a flat. You're screwed. They see that? Those cartel people, those thugs down there? Arizona. Talk about thugs. Okay, so a 38-year-old woman, Denise Olejas Arancibia, was murdered in the Soho 54 Hotel in Lower Manhattan. That happened on February 8th, okay? The guy who murdered her, Red Alamansouri, 26 years old, fled, went to Arizona, Maricopa County, that's Phoenix. Stabbed two women there. They're not dead. They survived. The cops in Arizona got him. And he's now being charged in Maricopa County. The county attorney is Rachel Mitchell. And even though the murder charge in New York is a bigger charge, and this guy should be extradited back to New York, Ms. Mitchell says, I'm not sending him back there. Roll the tape.
These are mandatory prison sentences. And having observed the treatment of violent criminals in the New York area by the Manhattan DA there, Alvin Bragg, I think it's safer to keep him here and keep him in custody so that he cannot be out doing this to individuals either in our state or county or anywhere in the United States.
Now, this is going to surprise you. That's not fair. Alvin Bragg wouldn't release this guy. As bad as Alvin Bragg is, and he's horrible, he would not release this guy, not on capital murder charges, okay? But Ms. Mitchell is making a very strong point. Maricopa County is much more secure holding criminals than New York City. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. And she's angry enough about what's happening in New York. And she said, I'm going to send him back. He'll face charges here. It's mandatory prison. I think she'll have to send him back, but she's making a political statement here to embarrass Alvin Bragg, who should be embarrassed. But Bragg wouldn't release the guy. Bragg's office says, quote, "It is deeply disturbing that D.A. Mitchell is playing political games in a murder investigation." This is from Emma Tuttle, spokesperson for Alvin Bragg. Boy, I wouldn't want that job, Emma. I'll tell you what. That's a tough slog, boy. All right. Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia, who's not running for the election, says he is not going to run as a 30 party, as we predicted he would not. It's too late. It's too late. You can't get on all the ballots. You can't raise the money. You can't get the staff. So he's not going to do it. Maybe next time. We need a third party in this country.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Smart life. Okay. So, abuse of power. What is troubling me as an American, not as a journalist or anything like that, but as an American, is now in our current state here of this country, there are places like California, New York, Illinois, and other states, Washington State. Oregon is actually snapping back a little because anarchy there has reached such a high level. There are places that you cannot get justice, states that you can't get it, because the politics is intertwined with the district attorney, the attorney general, all of that. This Trump thing never should have been brought. And I'm not saying this because I know Trump or anything like that. I wouldn't care if it was Biden. If they were doing this to Biden, I'd say the same thing. All right? They are trying to ruin people in the political arena with whom they disagree by using statutes, criminal and civil statutes. You can't do that. Now, how do you put an end to it? Because the voters here in New York, where I am, they continue to vote for liberal people. And in California, it's gone. It's never coming back. Illinois is gone because of Chicago. So I'm watching this country, not everywhere. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be traditional conservative people are going to move to these states. Liberal people are going to stay in these states. But there's not, it's not like, you know, we can pursue happiness on an equal basis in every state, because the civil and criminal justice systems have fallen apart under the weight of corruption. Fannie Willis is corrupt. It's corrupt. You don't have any business prosecuting this case. You don't do that. I don't believe for a second she reimbursed the boyfriend. Not for a second. Oh, he gave him cash. Oh, bull. I could be wrong, I guess, but I don't think so. Anyway, smart life is this. If you're in a position where you're surrounded by corruption, you got to get out. You got to go. Now, you say, hey, O'Reilly, you're staying in New York. It's true, because I got family, I got business, I got tradition, I got a million things. Now, Hannity lived 10 miles away from me. He's out. He's gone. Because he's a different situation for him, both family-wise, and his kids are out of state. My kids are not. So I'm not being a hypocrite, but I am saying to you, if you are in a position where you think you're oppressed and you think if something happens to you, you're not going to get a fair shot, get out. Big country. George Santos suing Jimmy Kimmel. Interesting story. So Santos, grifter number one. He and Hunter Biden, same level of grift. All right. So he makes money by doing things for your cell phone. Little, you know, hello, somebody. They call them cameos. So Kimmel, not saying that he's Kimmel, sets up a sting on Santos. Okay. Roll the tape.
The request was, George, please congratulate my friend Gary Fortuna for winning the Clearwater, Florida beef eating contest. He ate almost 6 pounds of loose ground beef in under 30 minutes, which was a new record. Not feeling great right now. Doctor thinks he'll be released from the hospital soon. Please wish him a speedy recovery. All right. Will Santos say it? Let's find out.
Hey, Gary Fortuna. George Santos here. I just wanted to stop by to congratulate you for winning the Clearwater, Florida beef eating contest. Eating 6 pounds of loose ground beef in under 30 minutes is a all-time new record, which is amazing and impressive.
So Santos is suing him. Santos not going to win because Santos is in New York. Now, even if Santos was in Mississippi or Arkansas, he wouldn't win. It's obviously satire. So that'll, Santos got some lawyer to take it. He's not paying a lawyer or anything. Lawyer think he might get some settlement out of ABC. They're not going to get a dime. All right, final thought of the day. As I reported, Holly the Terror Dog had to have brain surgery. Okay? So it was touch and go. And Holly's a really nice dog. So she had a tumor removed from her brain. And just like human beings, it takes a long time to recover. Now, Holly is stable. I got to watch Holly 24/7 because, you know, there's stuff that comes back and all of that. She's on medication, but her energy level is good. Her appetite has always been good, continues to be good. And now she's barking again when somebody knocks on the door. So we appreciate everybody. Concern about Holly. She's 7 years old. I'm hoping she can live another 7-8 years. And she's really a nice dog, very lucky. The O'Reilly family is very lucky to have Holly. And we're lucky to have you guys watching and listening to the No Spin News, which I have a great weekend. New column Sunday noon. Probably putting a column up even earlier than that now. And again, it's very nice of you to support BillO'Reilly.com, an independent news agency. Spread the word. See you on Monday.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.